Multiple arrests made in China for illegal Euro 2024 betting. In last few weeks, as the build-up to Euro 2024 gathered pace, police across China reported successfully dismantling several scams exploiting the tournament's popularity for illegal gambling. Beijing Municipal Public Security Bureau announced that they had broken up three online gambling rings and arrested 21 suspects. During the raids, police confiscated electronic devices, financial records, and other gambling-related items. In a similar incident, Qingbaijiang police in Chengdu, Sichuan province, arrested two suspects involved in a scheme that accumulated over RMB 400,000, $54,994, by recruiting people to a WeChat group and sending them betting odds. Related: China busts illegal iGaming ring worth $100 billion. Scammers create clone sites. The Shanghai government highlighted that scammers often create fake betting site links that mimic the official Euro 2024 website. These sites lure users with small initial wins, but once larger bets are placed, the backend shuts down, making it impossible for users to retrieve their money. Additionally, fraudsters have been sending mass text messages, claiming to be from the official Euro 2024 website and stating that the recipient has won a prize. Clicking on these links leads to requests for money transfers under the guise of taxes or fees, or the theft of personal information. Beijing police have urged the public to be cautious with online gambling, watch games sensibly, resist temptations, avoid participating in such activities, and protect their personal information. These gambling crackdowns in China are part of a broader campaign to maintain public security and order during the Euro 2024 tournament. As the competition continues, the police are committed to intensifying their efforts to disrupt illegal gambling operations and safeguard football fans' interests. Multiple arrests in Hong Kong. In Hong Kong, since the start of Euro 2024 in mid-June, 62 people have been arrested for illegal gambling, according to Security Minister Chris Tang Ping Kiung. Charges include conspiracy to commit bookmaking and money laundering. Among those arrested, 5 were core members, 25 were middlemen or assisted in money laundering, and 32 held stooge accounts. The amount involved exceeds 460 million Hong Kong dollars, $58.9 million, and the police continue their investigation and enforcement operations. Tang mentioned that the police have been closely collaborating with mainland, Macau, and overseas law enforcement agencies to combat bookmaking and related gambling activities. From January to May, the police arrested 181 people for serious gambling offenses.